I'm Bill Curtis. In the pre-dawn era of electronic media, late-breaking news was communicated by street-corner vendors holding freshly printed stacks of late-edition papers, shouting, "Extra! Extra! Read all about it!" Yet in the time it took to prepare and print the special edition, the story was often dated before it ever hit the streets. But with the advent of radio and then television, breaking news could be flashed instantly into our homes, offices, and automobiles. Late editions gave way to bulletins, and shouts of "extra, extra" were replaced by a phrase that has come to command our immediate attention. It's a phrase so powerful that Orson Welles used it to make his famous War of the Worlds broadcast absolutely believable. It's a phrase that evokes a few heart-stopping seconds of anxiety between the interruption and the actual announcement of what has happened. It's a phrase that puts us in the moment. We brace ourselves as we wait to hear the news that follows those four chilling words. We interrupt this broadcast.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash, Washington.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast. The German news agency...
We interrupt this program to bring you a news bulletin from Washington. The White House has just announced...
Here is a news bulletin. Shots have reportedly been fired.
Here's another late development, and this news keeps coming in.
This is an NBC News hotline report.
Special report. Verdict sparks violence. National Guard troops are standing...
We interrupt this broadcast is a time capsule of the famous and infamous moments that stopped us in our tracks. Combining the sounds and images of nearly a century with the emotional experience each of us has personally associated with these moments. Sudden catastrophes. A victorious end to a world war. Senseless acts of terrorism. Cold-blooded assassinations. And triumphant achievements of the human spirit. Ever-advancing technology and the emergence of the 24-hour news networks has created an insatiable appetite for news. The consequence is a considerable broadening of what constitutes a real news event and spawning a new genre of broadcast journalism. Stories once considered tabloid are now broadcast live. But the events contained in this book and on the accompanying compact discs were selected because they have stood the test of time. The sounds and images have become part of our very memories, and in turn, defining moments in our lives. We remember forever where we were when they happened, and how we felt when we first heard the news. Each event is presented as it occurred, allowing you to be in the moment again, or perhaps for the very first time. Prepare to relive the events that have changed our outlook on the world forever as we interrupt this broadcast.